Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? What's going on? Hey, blogtalkradio.com. This is the Brandon Wallington Show, and I'm your host, Brandon Wallington. Today is Wednesday, hump day, March 11th, 2015. Wednesday, March 11th, 2015. It's a beautiful one, a blessed one where I am. It's a great day over on my side of the town. Hopefully, it's a great one where you guys are as well. I want to shout out all my listeners, not only in Atlanta, New York, but also Detroit. I know I got listeners out there in Jersey. Some listeners out in L.A., got a couple of listeners out there in London as well. So big ups to you guys also out there in Canada. I know I got a shout-out from one of my followers on Twitter out of Ontario. So I'm truly humbled that you guys are following, that you guys listen to the show. Once again, this is the Brandon Wallington Show, blogtalkradio.com. We have a very, very special show today. Phenomenal show if you ask me personally. I mean, you didn't ask me personally, but I'm going to tell you personally, this is a phenomenal show today. On today's show, we have none other than multi-talented recording artist Free will be here on the Brandon Wallington Show today. He's going to debut here live on our show for the first time, his song, which is called Real. So great single. Came out a few months back. But I'm telling you guys, when you hear this song, your ears are going to be blessed with just understanding what real music sounds like. There's so much nonsense that's out there. And when I tell you this is real music, this is real music. If I co-sign on it, this is the real deal, okay? Today's show is brought to you by angranddesigns.com, angranddesigns.com, where you can go get your graphic designs done, graphic designs, web designs, anything that you need for your multimedia, for your small business, your medium-sized business, or your large business, go get it done at angranddesigns.com. And also, before I forget, let me go ahead and get this out right now, because I know they're listening. Shout out to Mrs. Williams' 8th grade class at Sequoia Middle School in Riverdale, Georgia. Big ups to you guys. I actually had a chance to speak to probably about a grand total of about 200 kids last week. I actually got a chance to speak at the middle school. And shout out to Andrew Gordon, if he's out there as well. I'm pretty sure if the kids are listening, they're going to let you know that you know, I just shout you out on there. Also, hit him up on Instagram at DrewTheDeuce, okay? Drew_the_Deuce, I believe. Real solid brother who's done a lot of great things in the community. So big ups to you in all of your endeavors as well. Also, before we even get started with the show, we got to make sure, obviously we talked about our sponsors, but also want to make sure that, you know, I have to do my shameless plugs, all right? So make sure that we're friends, okay? I want to connect with you guys. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, okay? Facebook, like my Facebook page. It's going to be the Wallington Show, WATLINGTON Show. Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram. Those are my personal pages as well, okay? That BJW, that's BEEJAYDOUBLE and the letter U. That's what you can hit me up on, so you can see what's going on not only with the show, but also with me as well, as far as upcoming shows that we have, speaking engagements, what's going on with the new television show we got coming up later on this spring. And so there are a lot of exciting things that are happening with the show. And really what we're trying to do, like I said, is really trying to expand upon what we started out, the seed that we planted back in 2012. And actually, coming up in May, we'll be coming up on our 3-year anniversary of the Brandon Wallington Show. So we have a lot of really great things happening in the next couple of months as far as the show is concerned and what we're trying to provide as far as content and entertainment. For you, because it's not just about, you know, just making you sing and make you dance or whatever. It's actually about helping to detoxify your life from all the nonsense that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. And so we want to make sure that we're actually are helping you become the better person that you want to be, because that's what it's all about. So like I said, in a few moments, you're going to
debut the single here on the Brady Wilson Show for my man Free Will. He's actually going to be live. He's actually going to be our guest on today's show as well. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think my first encounter with Free Will was years and years and years back. But if I tell you that story, it's going to make me sound like we're really old here. Okay, so I'm not even going to go there. But really looking forward to, like I said, having him on the show to speak with you guys. Also, I want to make sure that you guys understand next week, for next week's episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about some other serious issues. Obviously, the SAE fraternity, racist chant, we're going to speak about that, along with some other things that are going on in the nation, the world. And also, we're going to talk about how to really get your mind frame right as far as preparing for the next quarter of this year, because obviously we've gone past the first quarter essentially and what we're trying to obtain and do with our goals for 2015. So we're going to get you ready, prepare for this next quarter of the new year. Or I shouldn't even say new year now, because I mean, shoot, it's already 2015. We're already a quarter into it. But without further ado, let's go on ahead and get this thing started. He needs no introduction really, but I'm going to give him an introduction, because he's a wonderful artist and a really blessed brother, I may say so myself personally. I have none other than my man, Free Will, here on the Brandon Wilton Show. Free Will, what's up, man?
What's up, man? What's good? What's good, fam? Just chilling,
man. Man, shoot, I can't complain. I'm still breathing, man. How's everything on your side?
Oh, man, same here. Still breathing, man. God is good, man.
I hear you on that. Well, first and foremost, I want to say thank you for taking out the time. I know, you know, everybody's pulling you in 8 million directions, but take out the time to speak with, you know, to come on the show today and talk to us a little bit about, you know, your music and what, you know, what is that you have going on, upcoming events that are happening. So first and foremost, thank you. Now, for somebody that's never heard of your music, I guess, describe, you know, how you got to this point here. How did Free Will become or evolve?
Yeah, man. Well, first off, man, you know, thank you for having me, man. You know, appreciate the opportunity, Brandon. And, you know, Free Will, man, I guess it came about, you know, myself as an artist, you know, just growing up in the church, man. You know, music has always been around. And, you know, my father's a pastor, so, you know, I would operate the ministry in the music ministry, whether it was playing keys or, you know, singing within the choir or praise team. But, you know, God, you know, he started to birth songs in my heart, and from that, you know, that's how I became art, you know, so that's how I became Free Will. Matter of fact, the whole name came about because a friend of mine, you know, my first name is William. A friend of mine, he started calling me Free, you know, as Free Will. And that's really how the stage name was birthed. And from that, you know, God just gave me meaning for the actual name. Because, you know, Free Will, you know, that's just something that God has given all of us, the gift of Free Will. And I believe that so many people can relate to it. But the thing is, you know, I believe God gave us Free Will to, you know, where we could express a genuine love to him. So, you know, that's my message that I push, is that Free Will is ultimately one choice. You know, even if we have the option to choose, but at the end of the day, I believe there is one choice, and I hope that, you know, people who listen to my music, that they, you know, walk away feeling the same way. So, yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Well, obviously, you know, you're dealing essentially in gospel music, technically, from that
right.
standpoint. But you know what? I've dealt with, you know, I've interviewed, you know, different artists and different people, and, you know, and I've had some gospel artists or some inspirational artists, and sometimes, you know, they don't want to get put in that label. Sometimes they don't want to label it, you know, gospel music. They just want to say it's just music, and it just happens to have this message, you know. You know, that, you know, you know, if you look at, like, you know, Lecrae, some of these other artists who are doing, you know, that have these messages in them, but when they listen to it, they, you know, the audience really can't differentiate what it is. So how would you describe
you know, your sound, you know, your music, what would you identify it as if you had to put a label on it?
If I had to put a label on it, you know, like I said, it is music. You know, I sometimes feel like genres can, you know, put an artist in a box, but I do believe that my music is God-centered. You know, I'm a believer, but, you know, when I walk around during my day, you know, I'm not quoting scripture when I have, you know, just basic conversation. So, you know, I believe that, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm human, and, you know, my music reflects my relationship, reflects who I am. So if I had to put myself in a genre, I would say, you know, it's Christian, contemporary Christian. But when you hear it, it doesn't sound like what you've heard before. I don't believe that, you know, I have a traditional sound, but it's really, you know, just from my influences from growing up, listening to neo-soul music, listening to R&B, listening to hip-hop. And I feel like, you know, my message is a little bit of all of that. You know, it talks about love, and it, you know, it talks about relationship. You know, so I feel like anyone can, you know, should be able to, you know, gather something from it and enjoy it, man. So, yeah. Did I answer your question, Brandon?
Well, I can tell you this. Listen, that was very in-depth, but I take it, man. Listen, that was a great answer. And you know what? I have to agree with you, man, because when I first heard it, and I saw you said, you know, Free Will's got this new album, we got this new song out, go out there and download it, because obviously, you know, it's, you know, I saw the post on Instagram, so I was like, and also make sure that you guys follow him on Instagram, and we're going to make sure that he tells us where he is on Instagram as well in a moment. But I saw it on Instagram, and I downloaded it, and, I, you know, of course, I'm saying to myself, I'm just ready for the church drums to start kicking in any minute now. And the church drums did not kick in at all. I said, this is different. But, you know, it's a great feel. And you hit on a lot of things of what I wanted to ask you next, but I'm still going to ask you the question anyway. You know, tell me a little bit about, you know, growing up. What were some of your, you know, musical influences? I know you spoke on, you know, hip-hop and R&B, but were there any particular artists that really touched you and said, you know what, I want to do music like this?
Definitely, man. I would say, you know, Music Soul Child. I'm a huge fan of Music Soul Child. Eric Robinson, T.J. Morton, Lauryn Hill. You know, the list goes on. And it's really within that whole soul and deal soul, you know, crew, Stevie Wonder. You know, I really just love real music, music that's relevant, that is timeless, that has a you know, a real message. So, yeah, those are a couple of artists I would say.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, listen, guys, if you guys are just now tuning in, we are live here on the Brandon Wildington Show with recording artist Free Will. And I know that I've been talking about the single ever since I got on the air, but let's go on ahead. I want to go ahead and treat our listeners to your single, which is Real. But I want to actually have you have the honor of actually introducing your single here live on for the first time on the show. So if you will.
All right. What's good, fam? This is your boy Free Will, and I'm on the Brandon Wildington Show, and this is my debut single entitled Real. I hope you're blessed by it. Check it out.
Yeah. Ooh. I know I can't touch you. I know I can't see you with my own eyes. Before, let me tell you, love. Oh. There's some doubt I can hear you. Hear your sweet voice in the morning. Telling me, child, it's time to rise in your hands that hold me. And all the protection they shield me from. And your eyes that watch me. Every time I lay down at night. But I know that you're real. So glad you're real. I still believe that you're real.
Bang theory to cover all this beauty. Just sounds silly to me. A newborn baby brought into this world. Science has no formula. Don't say anything except a gift from up above. I know that you're real. So glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe that you're real. I know that you're real. So glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe that you're real. I know that you're real. So glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe that you're real.
I still believe that you're real.
I know that you're real. So glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe that you're real.
BlogTalkRadio.com. That was my man Free Will with Real.
I'm
loving the song, man. Loving the song. Yo, tell me, how did that song come about, man?
Man, you know, actually, man, you know, I wrote that song probably about 4 years ago. You know, it was just a message that, you know, God had just, you know, laid on my heart. And I believe it's just something that so many of us can relate to, man, of, you know, believing that God's real. You know, this whole walk, man, is just by faith. And some days we might doubt that, if, you know, his existence or even the very existence of the purpose of our life. You know, recently I have put on Instagram or on social media, I put something that was on my heart that my big fear for our generation is that we're going to fall completely in love with Jesus. And with that, I believe that, you know, it reflects the same, I guess, meaning of the song. It's that real relationship. We can say that we believe that he's real, but the only way you can really prove it is if we walk it out. And if it's seen in our lives, you got to have that real, true relationship. Yeah, so that's basically it, man.
And the church said, amen. I feel like passing the collection plate on that one, man. I'm telling you.
No, man.
Oh, bro. That's great. That's great. So answer this for me. You know, I know you told me, you know, what you grew up on, you know, obviously the father being a pastor and that obviously helped mold you and shape you as far as the man you've become. But, you know, when did you say, you know, this is what I want to really pursue, I want to put out into the world? What was that defining moment that said, you know what, this is what I need to do in order to really get out my dream?
You know, Brandon, honestly, I've only been an artist for a year now, and on last year, I had completed up my degree at Mercy University. I had graduated, and during that summer, like a friend of mine, we were just recording some music, and, you know, God had just laid on my heart to just start recording some original music that I had. because I didn't want to be one of those people at the end of the day, once my life was over, to say, you know, I regret not doing this. So out of curiosity, you know, songs and the album was birthed, and God just began to open up door after door, from accepting a management contract with PQ Management, you know, being able to go on an official tour last year with artists like Uncle Reed, Jordan Armstrong, the name of people. And, you know, it was really, you know, I didn't really see it happen, man, but it was just, you know, stepping out on faith, and then one thing led to another. And now I'm here, you know, and I'm completely sold out to, you know, my music out there and putting my message out to help change the world, man. So, yeah.
And that is a great story, and you know what? What you spoke about hit on something that I really truly believe as well. You know, you don't want to go throughout this life regretting anything, you know. And I know that's actually something I spoke about. If anybody follows me on Instagram, I said the same thing. You know, Ben Franklin said, you know, most people die at 25, but aren't buried until 75 because they stop living what they wanted to have a long time ago, and they're just waiting to die. And I think what you're doing, I think, is a great testament to what it is when you actually pursue your passion and pursue what you know, what you have evolved to. So I tip my hat to you for that. Now tell me a little bit about, you know, what was it like, you know, obviously, you know, touring, going, traveling, you know, performing, you know, your song at these different venues. You know, what was that experience like?
You know, man, it was a great experience. Recently, I had an interview, and someone was asking me, like, what's my greatest accomplishment thus far? And from that, you know, I had time to reflect and to think about what's my greatest accomplishment. And based off the tour, you know, I was able to see what my greatest accomplishment was, which is having a voice. And from going on a tour and doing these different shows in front of so many people, I began to have people that, you know, believe in my music. So being able to have a voice, it just means so much to me. You know, such a great, great opportunity. And, you know, being able to, you know, sing and minister with so many other talent artists that I've looked up to, and to be able to, you know, be on the same stage as them, you know, it just helped me become more confident in my gift, and, you know, to walk boldly in it. But yeah, man, it's just, you know, it's just great having a voice, man, knowing what your purpose is and using it and not just sitting on it. But yeah, man. But yeah.
No doubt. So tell everybody that's out there listening, and for everybody that's listening live or, you know, going to download this, you know, what are some of your upcoming projects? What are you working on? What's next for Free Will?
What's next? We're probably going to release another single, and we're trying to shoot a video for real. But in the summer, I'm releasing my EP. It'll be like a 7-song EP, and we're just going to push that. So, you know, I'm expecting big things this summer, man. And, you know, I just know there's so many people who haven't even heard this first song, Real. So, you know, that's why I want to come with the video, you know, just to get it out there and let so many people hear it. You know, the artist part of me wants to continue to release music every day. But, you know, my manager, he holds me back, and he says, so we got to continue to let him hear this and then release. So, yeah, so the EP will be dropped this summer, but you can continue to write daily, man, and just trying to put out, you know, as much music as I can. But I'm also going to be featuring on the Worship Mode project. That's a collection of artists with Uncle Reese leading the way. Uncle Reese, Jordan Armstrong, Iz, Adrian Butler, and we've come together to form this unit that we go by Worship Mode. And that album will be released in April, and I'll be featuring on a couple of tracks on that album. So, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, that are going on, and, you know, that a lot of opportunities that God has you know, presented and brought my way. So, you know, you got to be on the lookout. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Now, you were saying, obviously, like your management team said to hold back on the music. So I'm assuming that they were kind of the masterminds behind saying, okay, you know, we're just going to release a single here and then a single later on. Just, we're not going to over flood the market.
Right, man. Correct. So, yeah. And that takes patience.
Okay.
Yeah, but because I released Real in November. So, you know, it's been out a couple months. A lot of people are supporting that. But I have some more views, some more good news. So I can't wait for you all to hear.
Definitely. Well, listen, I'm going to say this right now. Seriously, man, that has really been in my rotation. I'm going to have to make sure I start adding it to the rotation here. So, once again, I want to thank you for making it in. Like I said, if you guys are just now tuning in, where the heck have you been? Here live on the air with Free Will here on the Brain of Wellington show. We debuted here for the first time on our show, his single, Real. And, of course, like I said, he's touring and he's getting ready to start up a mega group. So this young man has a lot of things that are happening right now as well as in the future. And I want to thank you, Free Will, for making, you know, gracing us with your presence here on our show. And like I said, you know, before we head out, I want to play the song for them again, at least a little bit of it as we head out. But once again, Free Will, I appreciate you for coming on, man. Much blessings to you, much success to you in your future endeavors, man. And, you know, hopefully we get a chance to catch up soon, okay?
Gotcha, man. Hey, Brandon.
Yes.
Yeah, well, and the people out there, you all can, you know, check me out on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at I Am Free Will. And you can, you know, pick up the single on iTunes and whatever digital site out there. But appreciate the opportunity, Brandon. Much love, man. Take care.
No problem, man. All right, have a good one. Thank you. Thanks for doing the plug. I definitely forgot about that plug. Okay, no, Free Will, I appreciate it. God bless you, man.
Yeah,
have a good one, all right?
Plug, yeah, appreciate it, bro.
All right, man, peace. All right, hey, guys. Hey, gang, listen, I want to thank Free Will for coming on to the show today. Real humble dude, and I appreciate him for sharing his talents, for sharing his insight on his music and what he really feels about the music that you know, that he's bringing to the world. And I think it's just a great thing, you know, what he's really putting out there on the table. And like I said, hit him up at I Am Free Will. And I believe that's one L at the end of Will. So I Am Free Will on Instagram and Twitter as well. Make sure that you guys go download the single, okay? Hit him up on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon. All right, hit him up. It's Free Will, FreeWill. All right, and before we head out, I just want to at least give you the last 90 seconds of some great music. So we're going to play it again for you right now. This is Free Will with Real here on the Brandon Wellington Show. Catch you next week. Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't see you with my own eyes. Before, let me tell you, love. Oh, there's some doubt I can hear your sweet voice in the morning, telling me, child, the sunrise in your hands that hold me, and all the protection they shield me from, and your eyes. Watch me every time I lay down at night. But I know that you're real, so glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe that you're real. I know that you're real, so glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe that you're real. Time I wake up, I see all the colors of the world. A Big Bang Theory to cover all this beauty. That sounds silly to me. A newborn baby brought into this world. Science has no formula. Don't say anything except a gift from up above. I know that you're real. So glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe that you're real. I know that you're real. So glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe that you're real. I know that you're real. So glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe that you're real.
I still believe that you're real.
I know that you're real. So glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe that you're real.
Open up our eyes.